This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Oy vey, it's time we turn to the Talmud. We've been looking at the law for 36 years, nearly 9,000 cases, most of which are based on U.S. law, which in turn is often grounded in Judeo-Christian principles. The Talmud, written down beginning in the first century, is the 6,000-plus page compilation of the oral interpretation of the five books of Moses. And right now, believe it or not, you're about to have your first lesson in the Talmud. So here's the Talmudic question. If I lose something and you find it, at what point does it legally become yours? The answer is that the lost item legally belongs to the finder at the moment the person who lost it abandons all hope of its return. So if you lose a dollar bill, hope is quickly abandoned. But if it's a painting stolen by the Nazis and hope is never given up, title remains with the original owner. And a finder or even a thief can transfer good title to all the world except for the original owner who has not abandoned hope. So there it is, your first lesson in the Talmud, but hopefully not your last. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.